KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today with a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Pacific Junction woman was responsible for a hit-and-run accident with a Red Oak Fire Department pickup truck Sunday night. Authorities Monday afternoon said an investigation determined 45-year-old Lisa Annette French of Pacific Junction was the owner and operator of a dark-colored sedan which struck the right side of a pickup driven by 24-year-old Rudy DeMars of Red Oak at around 9:30 p.m. Sunday. No injuries were reported following the collision. French left the scene of the accident. She was cited for failure to have insurance, accident-related, and following too closely. The woman was released from custody on those citations. And the sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report also that 32-year-old Renee Marie Owens of Corning was arrested Monday afternoon on a charge of fifth-degree theft in association with an alleged shoplifting incident at the Kmart store in Red Oak. Owens was released from custody on $300 bond. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Elsewhere in area news this morning, two people were injured during an accident Monday morning in Shelby County. According to the Sheriff's Office, 61-year-old Kathy Block of Harlan and 39-year-old Renee Parrott of Kirkman were injured when their vehicles collided on Highway 59 at the intersection with 1600th Street. Officials say both women were transported by ambulance to the hospital in Harlan. Parrott, who was trapped in her vehicle and had to be extricated by rescue crews, was later transferred to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha for additional treatment. Sources told KJAN News that Parrott, who is a member of the Kirkman Volunteer Fire Department, suffered from broken ribs and other injuries. According to the accident report, a 2002 Buick Enclave driven by Block was northbound on Highway 59 when Parrott, who was traveling west on 1600th Street, failed to yield. Her 2005 Dodge Caravan collided with the SUV at the intersection. The vehicles then came to rest in the west ditch. Both were considered to be a total loss. Officials say Parrott was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. The Harlan Fire Department and Westphalia Fire Department assisted the Shelby County Sheriff's Office at the scene. The Griswold School Board will hold a special session this evening at 5 o'clock in the Central Office Middle School High School building. Superintendent Dana Kunze said the board will review with Piper Jaffray the results of the bond sale. The board will then act on directing the sale of the bonds to the low bidder and discuss the parking lot project along with providing direction to the project engineer. A Council Bluffs teacher is on administrative leave after authorities say he gave a prescription drug to a student. Adam Jones, who's a science teacher at the Thomas Jefferson High School, is charged with delivering a controlled substance. He's accused of giving a student Xanax, a drug that's used to treat anxiety and panic disorders. Jones was arrested last Friday. Authorities say an investigation into text messages led to Jones's arrest. Police Sergeant Chad Myers say the text messaging didn't rise to the level where criminal laws were broken. Superintendent Martha Bruckner says the district is considering its own investigation. The lawyer for a former teacher with the Oneida Community School District has entered a formal written plea of not guilty to charges his client sexually exploited a minor female over the period of 13 months. Attorney F. Montgomery Brown entered a plea for 65-year-old William Glenn Folks of Oneida last Friday. Folks was previously scheduled to have appeared in Cass County District Court for his arraignment hearing on Monday. Folks, a former longtime math teacher at the Oneida Elementary School and High School, was arrested March 15th on a felony warrant for sexual exploitation by a school employee and 49 aggravated misdemeanor counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee. His trial is set to take place July the 10th. Folks remains free on $50,000 bond. He was also ordered not to have contact with his alleged victim. Authorities in Adams County said Monday that a Lenox man was arrested Friday on a sex abuse charge. 33-year-old Peter Davidson was taken into custody on a charge of third-degree sexual abuse following an investigation conducted by the Sheriff's Department and the Department of Human Services. No other details concerning the allegations were released. Davidson was subsequently released on $10,000 cash bond, and the case remains under investigation. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Margaret Holliday, age 92, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Margaret Holliday will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Eleanor Shrum, age 86, of Urbandale and formerly of Manning, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Eleanor Shrum will be today at 11 o'clock at the Covenant Presbyterian Church in Des Moines. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of arrangements. Ethel Margaret Peters, age 92, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Ethel Peters will be today at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Irma W. Haflinger, age 100, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Irma Haflinger will be held on Wednesday, tomorrow at 1:30, at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mary Paolosi, age 86, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial service for Mary Paolosi will be held Thursday at 10 o'clock at the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Connie Jean Johnson, age 53, of Brayton, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Connie Johnson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Donald C. Allen, age 75, of Yale, died Tuesday in Arizona. Funeral services for Donald Allen will be on May the 26th at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Vicki Sue Wingett, age 61, of Dexter, died Friday at her home. The family of Vicki Wingett will hold a gathering for her at a later date. The Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is assisting the family with arrangements. Mabel Hobbs, age 89, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Mabel Hobbs are pending with the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Calvin Cal Steffen, age 88, of Griswold, died Sunday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Cal Steffen are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.